Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. A special recognition today to Walmart Stores. Walmart announced its commitment to source more local fruits and vegetables to keep produce prices down. Their partnerships with local farmers have grown by 50% over the past 2 years. And now for today's commentary. Here in the United States, we have been so used to consistent supply of cheap food that when we experience a little uptick in food prices, you think the sky is falling. When I say a little uptick, I'm talking about a 5% increase. That is not much more than the inflation of everything else. The concern about the soaring food prices, as the news commentators like to report, has sent our consumers searching for food bargains. And that's a good thing. That's why Walmart stores have seen their sales on a steady rise. What I'm saying is that a net 2% increase in food cost above other inflation, when only 10% of family income is spent on food, is not a big deal. However, if you live in a developing country and you're poor, their food price inflation is a big deal because their food costs have gone up as much as 50% and they spend as much as 50% of their income on food. Now, why did their food costs go up so much more than ours? You've heard all the reasons. China and India are buying all the food. Drought and other weather problems. Some countries are restricting trade. But the problem can't be blamed on the United States. We are exporting to those countries more food than ever in our history. More than $100 billion worth. Our wheat exports are at the highest in 15 years with a 43% jump. May pork exports were about double what they were last year. Corn exports at a record level. Beef is up 30%. Other countries can't blame us. They can't blame our Conservation Reserve Program. They can't blame our farm supports. They can't blame ethanol. We are producing more and exporting more than ever before. I rest my case. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.